bomb. They drop it on the Viet Cong. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die.
Well, come on, brothers throughout the land. Pack your boys up to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. Send them off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block to have your boy come home in a box.
And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why. We're all gonna die.
Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. A young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with a saber and a gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I stole California from the Mexican land, fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed 1,000,000 men and now they want me back again, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leader's screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
Exploding, violence flaring, and bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, oh, you don't. Can't you understand what I'm trying to say? And can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, oh, you don't. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. And a handful of senators don't pass legislation. And marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, all you don't believe, we're on the eve of destruction. There is in Red China. Then take a look around to Watts, California. You may leave here for 8 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell.
Dear Mr. President, congratulations! I want to sing love songs and breaking up with the jerk songs and songs about having a good time and letting the chips fall where they may. I want to sing tough songs and songs that make you want to just dance. What I really wish is that I didn't have to write a protest song. So my true hope for the future is that there is no need. Sincerely, yours truly, Lady Gaga, Manhattan, New York.
This is a protest song. where the poor keep getting hungry and the rich keep getting fat. Politicians change, but they're never gonna change that. But girl, we got the answer, it's so easy you won't believe. All we gotta do is
ride those balloons.
Well, the winds of war are blowing, and the tide is coming in. Don't you be hoping for the good times, because the good times have already been. But girl, we got the answer, it's so easy you won't believe. All we gotta do is
blow the moon.
It's so easy to see. If only they'd listen to you and me. We got to as fast as we can. We got to put them, every woman, every man. We got to just go time after time. We got to bunker and lime. Well, the world is getting weary and it wants to go to bed. Everybody's dying, except the ones that are already dead. Girl, we got the answer, staring us right in the face. All we gotta do is, all we gotta do is, all we gotta do is.
Maybe the sun is coming out. Who knows? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the BitSlap, a Occupy Wall Street version. Today we bring you protests through the ages. Now, for me, I've never been much of a protest person. I didn't really think they do any good. I thought maybe they did more harm than good. They tended to cloud the message. You would hear about them on the news, and all you would hear is that a whole bunch of people got arrested. That's not the point of these things. So I always stayed away. I never took part in any protests all the way back to the 60s. I'm not ashamed of it, and I'm not proud of it. It's just an issue of mine. But I think this one could have some legs to it. And I think we may actually see something coming out of all this stuff that's going on down on Wall Street. I don't discount the idea that the cops are going to get all pissed off and wipe everybody out. You know, Wall Street has a lot of power, and they are not going to give up anything. If you ever dealt with your insurance company, you know what I'm talking about. So, with any luck, like I said, maybe this will have some legs. So, this is what I can do to help, I guess. We started with the Hello People, taken from the Smothers Brothers show back in, I guess, 68 or so, and that was called Anthem. They appeared in kind of like mime suits. They looked like mimes with makeup and stuff. They did that wherever they went. They always appeared that way. Country Joe and the Fish, What Are We Fighting For? The Fugs, Kill for Peace. Phil Oakes, I Ain't Marching Anymore. I think one of the greatest songs of its kind. Jan and Dean, Eve of Destruction. That was not Barry McGuire. It was a song written by P.F. Sloan. I tried to find a good version of that by P.F. Sloan, but I couldn't, so we're stuck with that. Word from Lady Gaga, and then a protest song from U Laurie. That's right, House to You. And that was off of a Saturday Night Live performance. So, get the comfortable shoes on, make up your signs, and let's go. Let's hit the streets.
Just me, or sometimes do you just scratch your head? And politicians that are stuck in the mud, decision making is non-existent. Corporations think they're people and act like it. Do you just reach a point where you just go, geez, that's enough?
It's time.
I just get a little pissed.
Now this next number is a protest song. I've suffered for my music and now it's your turn.
Prophets of doom can always find room in a world full of worry and fear. Tip cigarettes and chemistry sets and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. So I'm going back to my little old shack and drink me a bottle of wine. That was mise en bouteille before my birthday, and have me a fantastic time. Rain on a tin roof sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today. Yay! Turn on your headlights and sound your horn if people get in the way. Let me turn you on to the chromium swan on the nose of a long limousine. Even hide for the day, it is something to say, but what the hell does it mean? I may be accused of being confused, but I'm average weight for my height. My philosophy, like color TV, is all there in black and white. Rain on a tin roof sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today. Yay! Turn on your headlights and sound your horn if people get in the way.
Everybody and his uncle is in debt, and the bankers and the brokers are upset. Goldman Sachs's Merrill Lynch's saw themselves as lead pipe cinches. Now they've landed in the biggest screw-up yet. Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns and all their kind have turned out to be the blind leading the blind. They are clearly the nitwittest at survival of the fittest. Let me modestly say what I have in mind. I am changing my name to Fannie Mae. I am changing it to AIG. On this bailout I am betting just a piece of what they're getting would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Freddie Mac. I am leaving for that great receiving line. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand out. That's when I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of this line, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure is the only crime. If you really screwed things up, then you were through. Now it seems there is a different point of view. All this crazy Rudy tootin' and this golden parachutin' means that someone's making millions, just not you. So I'm changing my name to Fannie Mae. I am changing it to AIG. On this bailout I am betting
Just a piece of what they're getting would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Freddie Mac. I am leaving for that great receiving line. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. That's when I'll get mine. I'll be waiting when they hand out 700 million grand. That's when I'll get mine.
Out the door, that's where she went, never to return no more. I wondered why the sanctity that was our marriage had to die. Who knows what for? When she fled, I worried it's because of something that I did. But she left a note that freed me of my worries and it gave me hope. Here's what it said. It's because the gays are getting married, all because of the gays, that everything's gone wrong. Have you ever had those days where you're wondering just why everything about your life is feeling like it's going down a toilet bowl? Well, now you know. It's 'cause the gays. I know she's right. It's obvious now of pain I can't explain. That's 'cause the gays to blame. Like the other night, I was walking down the street just trying to find some food to eat. And then I stubbed my toe. All because those gays are getting married. All because of the gays, that everything's not right. Mark my words, if the gays would just stop getting married, then the problems of my life would be gone. And if not,
then blame the Jews.
Then blame the Jews.
Or blame the blacks.
Or blame the blacks.
And blame those Guatemalans too.
And blame those Guatemalans. Or blame the elderly. Oh, how they smell to me. They've got to be responsible. Or blame the gays. It's the gays. Our government complains that unemployment's grim because of lesbians. And don't forget gay men. If you are like feminists, American, why can't they be for Bush? All because the gays are getting married. That is why people die and children go unfed. When I'm sad and alone, and I'm wondering just why everything about my life is feeling like it's going down a toilet bowl, it's good to know it's 'cause the gays. Their evil ways have caused my pain. Thank God I'm not to blame.
Let's save the loco, bring back the loco. I want my coffee mixed with a beer. Let's save the loco, bring back the loco. Why do your congressmen tell them you care? Now I like my coffee and I like my liquor. It gets me drunk quicker and keeps me awake. Hey, Uncle Sam, keep away from my can. I just don't understand why you take it away. Let's save the loco, bring back the loco. I want my coffee mixed with a beer. Let's say the loco, bring back the loco. Write to your congressman, tell them you care. When I reach for the shelf, I can think for myself. I don't need your opinion on what I can drink. They like to deride it, but they've never tried it. The Congress is acting like the communists think. Let's say the loco, bring back the loco. I want my coffee mixed with the beer. Let's say the loco, bring back the loco. Write to your congressman, tell them you care.
See how they keep me safe. They scan me with their x-ray, then they laugh at me when I'm at my gate. And if I refuse to show them my penis, then they insist on groping me, groping me. And if I refuse them groping me, then they'll treat me like a detainee, a detainee. Alright, so I don't like the TSA. Taking my shoes off don't keep me safe. They scan me with their x-ray, or they grope me, which is not okay. Question the safety of bombardment with x-ray. Maybe the government's tests weren't quite so accurate. They say the dose is 0.02 microsieverts, but how much is deposited in the skin? And that's why I don't like the GSA. I don't see how they keep me safe. They can scan me with their x-ray, laughing at me when I'm at my gate. I don't like the TSA. I don't see how taking my shoes off is keeping me safe. I don't know why they gotta use that great big x-ray. And then they're laughing, they're going ha 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 all the way down the corridor and stuff.
And so the time has finally come. The bourgeoisie has signed the war to agree with proletarian blood. And that blood which flows from their pen is the closest that they've ever been to the people. You've been to our shows.
Yes, sell your souls.
Now we're asking you to add to each chorus you've sung and protest against injustice, say terror on the streets of the world for the disempowered. You sung at our shows, cheered right over wrong. Now it's time to hit the streets, back up those words you sung.
Because our voices alone this time will not get it done.
Looking to stop a rogue regime.
Well, the first one that we must confront is Washington, D.C.
The Bush-era war, unconstitutional, unconscionable.
We refuse to let them kill with our name for oil.
We know the game.
Love that corrupt.
It's up to us to hit the streets. Time to take our rights back. Yeah!
Protest against injustice. State terror on the streets of the world for the disempowered. You sung at our shows, cheered right over wrong. Now it's time to hit the streets, back up those words. unless you stop.
Because our voices alone this time will not get it done. Because the people united will get it done.
Protest against injustice. State terror on the streets of the world for the dissembler.
Let go! Let go!
See what we're doing here. Hold on, let me clear out the cobwebs. Okay, here we go. Started that set with a guy named Davis Volker, It's Time, directly about Wall Street. Neil Linus, off of Rutland Weekend Television, a thing with Eric Idle and a couple of other pythons. That was the protest song. Tom Paxton, I'm Changing My Name to Fannie Mae, an update of his changing his name to Chrysler. A guy named Oded Gross, and I think he's got his finger on the pulse. It's all because the gays are getting married. That's exactly what the problem is, sure. And then Adam Walker, Let's Save the Loco. How many of you remember Four Loko? Remember that? That energy drink that was loaded with alcohol and God knows what else? And he wants to save Four Loko. So you can go to Free Loko for that. FreeLoko.com if you want to join in. It's a little late. It's already gone. Jonathan Mann, I Don't Like the TSA. Well, who the fuck does? Protest song from Anti-Flag and Diesel Bodine, the Freedom protest song. So as Wall Street begins its fourth week of occupation, and you're going to be listening to this in the future. You're going to know exactly what happened and how it wound up. Maybe it'll still be going then. Who knows? But I think it all comes down to one question. Hey, you guys, how much money is enough? Huh? How many lifetimes worth of good living do you need? What are you going to do when you die? You can't take it with you. And you're not going to share it with anybody, so you're not going to go to heaven. You're going to go to fucking hell. And the fact that we have an entire political system and an entire political party dedicated to preserving these guys the way they are. I'm talking to you too, Democrats. You're not out of the woods on this. It's just boggling that we have a society that is supposed to live together in peace and all that stuff, and we have one whole segment. Only 1%. That's all they are. And they're hogging up all the jujubes. If you ordered a pizza, you would get a slice about an inch wide. That's your 1%. And the other 1%, 100 people, one guy would take all the pizza, and the rest of you, 99, would get to split a piece about an inch wide. So it's about time we got really pissed off. And I honestly don't know what we can do, because these guys have bought the government, and they own the army. If they snapped their fingers and said so, the army would be out there shooting all you people. So don't push your luck, but don't give up. So anyway, more songs to march by. Hang in there. Solidarity, brothers.
Put it there, boy, and we'll show these fascists what a couple of hillbillies can do. You may be surprised, people in this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose.
Woo! All you fascists bound to lose.
I said,
all you fascists bound to lose.
Yes,
all you fascists bound to lose. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose.
Where a million fascists died, you're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose.
Woo!
Oh,
all you fascists bound to lose.
Yes.
Oh, all you fascists bound to lose.
Yes.
Oh, all you fascists bound to lose. You're bound to lose. You fascists bound to lose.
I said,
oh, all you fascists bound to lose.
Long-haired preachers come out every night to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet. You will eat by and by, in that glorious land above the sky, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die, that's a lie. And the Starvation Army, they play, they sing and they clap and they pray, till they get all your coin on the drum. Then they'll tell you when you're on the bump, you're gonna eat by and by, poor boy, in that glorious land above the sky, way up high. Work and pray and live on hay, you'll get pie in the sky when you die, dirty lie. Holy rollers and jumpers come out, and they holler, they jump, Lord, they shout. Give your money to Jesus, they say, he will cure all your troubles today. And you will eat by and by, in that glorious land above the sky, way up high. Work and pray, boy, live on hay, you'll get pie in the sky when you die. If you fight hard for children and wife, try to get something good from this life, you're a sinner and bad man, they tell. When you die, you will sure go to hell. You will eat by and by, in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on hay, you'll get pie in the sky when you die. Working men of all countries unite, side by side for freedom we will fight. When this world and its wealth we have gained, to the grafters we'll sing this refrain. When you will eat by and by, when you've learned how to cook and to fry, chop some wood, it'll do you good, you will eat in that sweet by and by. Yes, you'll eat by and by, in that glorious land above the sky, way up high. Work and pray and live on hay, you'll get pie in the sky when you die, that's a lie.
Oh, you tell me that there's danger to this land you call your own, and you watch them build the war machines right beside your home. And you tell me that you're ready to go marching to the war. Oh, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Before you pack your rifle, go sail across the sea. Just think upon the southern part of land that you call free. Oh, there's many kinds of slavery, and we've found many more. Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? And before you walk out on your job in answer to the call, just think about the millions who have no job at all. And the men who wait for handouts with their eyes upon the floor. Oh, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? And read your morning papers, read every single line, and tell me if you can believe that simple world you find. Read every slanted word till your eyes are getting sore. Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race, as they stand there right before you and lie into your face. If you ever try to buy them, you know what they stand for. I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Put ragged clothes upon your back and sleep upon the ground, and tell police about your rights as they drag you down, and ask them as they lead you to some deserted door, Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? But the hardest thing I'll ask you, if you will only try, is take your children by their hands and look into their eyes. And there you'll see the answer you should have seen before. If you'll win the wars at home, there'll be no fighting anymore. Daddy was a miner, and I'm a miner's son, and I'll stick with the union till every battle's won.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Oh, workers, can you stand it? Oh, tell me how you can. Will you be a lousy scab or will you be a man?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Don't scab for the bosses, don't listen to their lies. Us poor folks haven't got a chance unless we organize.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
The Spangled Dwarf in his bow tie. The infantry that don't ask why.
Hi, I'm Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the beans, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artists who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Janis Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night 7 O'Clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And, of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Cherry, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jefferson Airplane, Lothar and the Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you'll also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's something that'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 in check or money order plus your name and address to Apple House Box 70K, South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 in check or money to Apple House Box 70K. Do it today.
Surrounded order of young guns, they blame it all on 911. Their drumbeats rattle on and on. We slap high fives from greasy palms and pockets stuffed with corporate funds, protecting their daughters, protecting their sons. Their drumbeats rattle on and on. Somewhere in some town today, called Anywhere USA, a family sits with head bowed down. The drumbeats rattle on and on. Empty chairs in the kitchen, empty chairs in the hall, empty chairs by the thousands, they heeded the call. Trusting those in suits and ties, believing in their bloody lies, in God they trusted Washington, whose drumbeats rattle on and on, whose drumbeats rattle on and on. The chair that once was Johnny's, where he ate his apple pie, said empty. Last Friday, his mother told me as she cried. She said her boy died somewhere out there among the deeds and the palms, forgotten down in Washington. The drumbeats rattle on and on. Empty chairs in the kitchen, empty chairs in the hall, empty chairs by the thousand, they heeded the call. Trusting those in suits and ties, believing in their bloody lies, in God we trusted Washington. Their drumbeats rattle on and on, their drumbeats rattle on and on. Somewhere in some town today, called Anywhere USA, a family sits with head bowed down. The drumbeats rattle on and on. The drumbeats rattle on and on.
Time for us to rise and cry out,
enough is enough!
Borders, enough nations, enough corporate exploitation, enough racist air pollution, enough racist institutions, enough chains and enough cages, and enough starvation wages, enough highways and gas stations, enough control by corporations. We won't take it anymore. Yeah, this is the last war. Fight you in the streets, we will dance in your defeat. I swear to you there'll be a day when the melting pot will boil. You only bring us closer with each war you make for oil. Each union that you break and each ballot box you stuff.
brings us closer to the day we will cry out, enough is enough. Greedy politicians, enough gender role traditions, enough hierarchies, enough of living on our knees, enough gouging of the planet, enough destruction of the earth, enough tearing up her flesh to see what the insides might be worth. We won't take it anymore. Yeah, this is class war. We'll fight you in the streets, we will dance on your defeat. Ya basta. Ya basta. All around the world, the people are fighting back. Each day another shard of their system starts to crack. In Oaxaca and Argentina, with our rage and with our love, the people are all crying out, enough is enough. War and occupation, enough propaganda stations, enough enforced reality, enough police brutality, and enough nuclear arms. Yeah, enough factory farms, enough stolen women's choices,
enough silence.
We won't take it anymore. Yeah, this is class war. We'll fight you in the streets, and we will dance in your defeat. Ya basta. Ya basta. Ya basta. Ya basta. Enough words have been said, enough songs have been sung, enough protests have been had, enough banners have been hung. We are many, they are few, there is so much we can do. Will we use what we have learned, fight them on our own terms? Because they need us,
we don't need them.
It's our sweat and labor on which they all depend. They need us to drive their trucks, they need us to shine their crowns, they need us to be the cops who beat our comrades down. But what good are all those laws with no one to institute them? What good are all those guns? There's no one there to shoot them. We won't take it anymore. Yeah, this is past war. We'll fight you in the streets, and we will dance on your defeat. Ya basta. Ya basta. Ya basta. Ya basta.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway, saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The voice was chanting as the fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, fog was lifting, this land was made for you and me.
Alrighty. Well, I hope I've given you all food for thought here. I hope that all of this comes down to some sort of a positive message someday soon. We'll have to see. I've got blisters on my shoes. Not my feet, just on my shoes. Started that set with kind of the big four of protest songs. We started with Woody Guthrie, All You Fascists Bound to Lose, Cisco Houston, Preacher and the Slave, also known as Pie in the Sky, Phil Oakes, What Are You Fighting For?, Pete Seeger, Which Side Are You On?, followed by the National Lampoon, Golden Protests. Empty Chairs was Ronnie Ray Jenkins with Wheezmax. She is of the Nisga Nation. That's what it says here. Evan Greer featuring Ann Feeney and Ya Basta. Nice lively tune there. And bringing up the rear with Woody Guthrie again, This Land Is Your Land, written in response to George Gershwin's America the Beautiful. So I'm going to leave you with two more. To me, the most powerful protest songs of all. You'll recognize both of them. And next week, we'll be back with part one of our Singles Going Steady thing as part of the Shock and Awtober thing with FMU that we're not supposed to talk about. So you didn't hear it from me, but go to the FMU webpage. You'll find out. In the meantime, have a good week. Keep marching. Keep believing. And I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but you talk out of turn. You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Or will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find, when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I'll follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed, and I'll stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the root, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze, strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain together, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rock, for the tree to drop. Here is a strange and bitter cry.